Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used
well,
to be
guys,
dope?
It is Christmas Eve, and presenting another liquor license here. And, fucking cord. Damn it. Sorry. I know it's a time of year you're supposed to be happy and reveling in all kinds of fun activities, but yeah, I got some, bitching to do, guys. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm going to preface this point by saying everything that's wrong in my life is because of my alcoholism. All right? It's a liquor license. We can talk about it. So I'm not going to say that what I'll say later makes any sense, but I'll just preface it with that. You know, losing girlfriends, fucking not having money, overdrafted on my account, which, applause break in the background. That just sucked. I did not overdraft the past 2 weeks. Good for me. I'm actually a big boy. I can overdraft all I want. And poor health, you know. I realized something, though, and this is like, I don't know what it stems from. I know exactly why I'm an alcoholic. Aside from the whatever is in your brain, you know, the alcoholic gene. My fucking, like, last night I had a close at work. I came home, I had two beers, all right? Normally, you know, it would be six times that. But it's like, it was fucking 1:30 in the morning, and I'm like, what the fuck's the point? So I wake up this morning without a hangover, or like a fucking zombie, like most days. And I fucking toss and turn, you know. I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to fucking sleep, you know. I'm always goddamn tired, so like, I'll try to sleep. I didn't go to bed until like 3, because it's not because, like I said, I wasn't up drinking. I had like two beers. I'm not even like underplaying it. But I guess most times I just come home and like pass out.
You're gonna pass out?
So I guess I finally went to sleep at 3, because I'm used to, you know, working 1 to 9, something like in that time frame. Or as Lucas Scott would say, I work, you know, 4 to 8 every day. But so I actually do a full shift and I have to close because they want senior management there. I understand. Being a team player, you know, get it right before the new year. So, yeah, and I get up at like fucking 7, because, all right, that's it. I got a paycheck. I'm buying fucking curtains. I'm telling you, you guys have no clue how fucking just the right amount of light hits me in the right, like, it's the perfect problem. All right. Well, the perfect storm. I apologize. It hits me right in the fucking eyes every morning. It's like, whoosh. Okay. Then I try to put the fucking do-rag over my eyes. And that just, oh, it's uncomfortable, because then it like covers my nose and I can't breathe. I'm already nasally and shit enough. And get bugs. I have fucking bugs. Like, you wouldn't, all right, fuck the bugs. Maybe I'll go back to the nose. If I get anything else that's less boring than bugs. So, okay. I toss and turn and my brain is like just running wild. Now, this has been for years. Before I drank, I don't know if it's nature versus nurture, because I spent a lot of time alone as an only child, or, and you know, you just kind of have to create your own shit in your head, but like, my brain like just doesn't fucking stop. It doesn't stop, I'm telling you. So like, when I get, you know, pounded, or I'm hungover in the morning, and you're just like, oh, you're like groggy, it's not going as fast, obviously. You know, that's the point of drinking. And so I'm not saying this is the right thing to do or that I'm even justified in doing this, but I woke up and I'm like fucking sober in my, I'm just like, okay, I got to go for a walk. I got to do something, you know, because it just, I don't even know how to put it. And it's not like good thoughts or like, hey, I should like have all these ideas to like write a book. No, no. It's like 50% of it is like sexual. I'm not even kidding. I'm so like sexualized right now. I'm not saying I'm like a fucking porn star. I'm just saying like 50% of my thoughts are like so revolved around sex. Like I'll toss and turn and just like think about like nailing this chick or a chick I used to nail or like, and I'll tell you what it is. It's all subliminal because lose the cough chance or lose the phlegm chance. I spend, you know, 30 to 45 minutes on Instagram and I'm all I'm looking at is like chicks bent over, their titties out, their ass cheeks. That starts to get me like, oh, okay, this chick's hot. Yeah, I start to get kind of like frisky and then I beat one out once, twice a day and all I'm looking at is fucking porn. Now, if you do that right before bed, then that's all good. It's just in your head the entire time. The fucking, you think that you got the poison out. Fuck me, loopy. But then I wake up and like that's all my thoughts are so like sexualized. I'm going to give Lou credit. I think the stay hungry, stay horny moniker is like an awesome idea. Like if I just didn't, I think who told me, Donovan, he told me that like he didn't have any sex for like a month. He couldn't even beat it. It was like this internet thing. And he's into shit like that. And he said like he's never been more productive. Just like Luke said, he's never been more productive, got more things done. Cared less about that kind of shit. I don't know. Maybe I got, I mean, I'm such in a habit of beating it and like fucking now too. Like it's crazy, you know? The other 50% of my thoughts are like, you'd put me in a mental institute. They're just fucking crazy. It's not like I'm like planning on killing people or bombs or some kind of shit, but it's just like, I don't know. What if my dad died on a plane ride or some shit? Just weird shit, you know? Again, I'll attribute to the alcoholism, but it just, I gotta, like, even when I went to see a shrink, you know, get out of your head. And it's like, okay, meditate. All right, tried it. I meditated. I fucking stopped drinking last year at this time. What didn't give me shit. I mean, gave me better health, I guess. Maybe a better, not really a better perspective on life. So it's like, what's the fucking point? But yeah, I honestly think I drink to have the hangover so that I don't have those thoughts. I should be on like a med to slow down my brainwaves. And I'm not saying like I'm a smart guy, like I'm coming up with fucking, you know, new ways to go to the moon. They don't do that in Mexico either. But I think Treeman said he has the same thing. Like his head just runs wild. And I'll tell you what. It's because... Not that we have simple, well, he doesn't have a simple life, but, you know, unemployed, so he has time to think, and I have a very simple life. That's, and, you know, I'm not out at the movies all the time. I mean, you know, I go on dates sometimes, you know. Can I say you know one time? Oh, it's fucking, bang, enough with the bug, fuck. So, you know, my job's very routine. You know, it's the same thing, except, you know, maybe I do kind of like closing because it gives me something different. It mixes it up a little bit. But, like, I'm finally getting to the point where, like, I might actually have some kind of advancement. So, like, I can't just try to find a new job right now, you know? And I don't know. Maybe if I had a car, I'd go out and do more things. But then I'd have less money to do those things, you know? Catch 22. I'm all fucking tangled up here. Sorry. So, yeah. Okay. So they get up this morning and walk to the store. I walk to the store and I'm like, all right, I need something to like get me going here. And I get a fucking energy drink. Seriously, an energy drink. That's not beer. I know beer is like my spinach, but and I get there's two that I like. I like the Blue Monster. It doesn't fuck me up as much, but if I get a sugar-free Red Bull, the next day I'm like nuts. It's so weird because I'm not a coffee drinker. And I don't drink a lot of soda. So when I have any kind of caffeine, like, especially those, because those are like fucking supercharged. It's not like they do wake me up that day, but I'm like, all right, I'm going to walk to the store. I'm not even going to put my headphones on. Okay, this is another Nuts Brandon thing. Get ready, you know, get the straitjacket for me. I do the podcast in my head. So like half an hour ago, what I'm telling you right now, I was doing in my head. Like it's almost like a rehearsal so that I don't get on here and like fucking do this. Yeah. Let me check my notes. See, I try to at least have some type of rehearsal and material so that when I come on, I can try to entertain you guys. But even right now, I'm depressing you about alcoholism, especially on Christmas Eve. Sorry about that, because I'm sure all of you have been drinking or will be drinking. So feel bad. Feel bad about yourselves. You really should. But so I'm going in. This is the, what do I call this? ARAB. I go to the ARAB, and it's the same lady every day, and she's an ARAB. Oh, she's older. She's probably like 50. She always has like a weird hat on. Not like a turban or something. She has like a winter hat. But it's like sticking off of her head. It's like she didn't pull it down enough. And then she's always like, okay, you want anything else? And I'm like, no. And then takes my debit card. She's like, debit? I mean, this is, as long as we lived here, I've gone to the store. So I've probably been to the store 50 times, if not more. Okay? Right around the same time every day as well. Always the same lady. She's like, it's debit? I'm like, yep, it was yesterday. It will be tomorrow. It will be in 2017. Yes, it's debit. Oh, fuck that. Before this, I finally, this is, see, sober Brandon's an angry Brandon. Okay. And drunk Brandon's angry Brandon. So there's got to be somewhere in between. Fucking lottery guy. I know I bitch about this fucking 10 times already on this podcast. I've had it with lottery guy. I'm just standing there and I'm like, fuck. I'm giving this guy a minute before I say something. Cause he's just like, he has 16 tickets he's turning in. All right. Like to get to win four or whatever the fuck it is. Then he's just like looking at the glass, just pointing at numbers like, oh, seven. Is this one good? None of them are good. You idiot. Is this one good? You know, and she's like, yeah, we'll just see the fucking lottery, please. And I'll take a one. What's this one? What's this one with the ox on it? What's this one with the ox on it? The lady doesn't fucking know. You know, she's just there to rip them and give them to the guy. And I have one can of sugar-free Red Bull in my hand. I'm like, well, he's like, what's the jackpot? I go, sir, can I just buy this, please? And he gives me like this really shitty look. He's like, dude, it's Christmas. And I'm like, I know, man, but you're picking out all these tickets. He's like, they're for my family. Now I feel like an asshole, you know. But no, I don't. Fucking get him a gift. Don't give him a piece of paper that they're not going to win any money on. Fuck the lottery. It's stupid. None of that money goes to the schools like they say it does. I hate fucking lottery people. Hate them. Fucking waste of time. God damn, that's one. See, some people, I bet lottery guy, you know, would look at me some other day and be like, oh, I can't believe this guy's having a beer at 8 a.m. What a fucking scumbag. You know, he doesn't get my vice. Okay, I don't get his. I don't. I don't like gambling. It just seems like you're throwing your money. And I'm doing the same thing with my liver. I understand that. So I'm like, okay, fucking another like minute and a half goes by him, like hemming hawing about the lottery. He leaves, gives me like a dirty look. And leg up to the lady. And that's when she's like, oh, damn it. Yeah. And I never want a receipt. Okay. I type in my PIN, whatever it is. I think it's like $375, whatever. Not my PIN, but the cost of the thing. And then she holds on to my debit card. I put the thing in my bag. I put the Red Bull in my bag. And she holds on to my debit. She does this every fucking time. And like the thing's already gone through. And she's just holding. And I'm just like there with my hand out like, okay, okay. I don't need a receipt. Take my debit card. And I'm walking out the door. And this fucking black guy, he rolls up on like a really shitty like beach cruiser. and I see he's like trying to like adjust it against the window. And I'm always like the guy who like I'll hold the door open for somebody, you know. Sometimes I'll do that, like, okay, they're 12 steps away, I can probably not wait, you know. Or if they're like on their phone looking down, I'm like, all right, fuck them, they're not paying attention. Most of the time I'm like, I'll hold the door open. So what I do is, like, since he's digging out this bike, I do like the big open. So like the door, and that doesn't hit the window, but you know, so like one, he'll have time to walk in. I do that, I walk out, and I just hear, he's like, what the fuck, motherfucker? And I look back, and he's like staring at me, and I'm like, dude, I opened the door. Yeah. Anyway, I swear to God, this happened. And I'm like, this is going to be one of those kind of days. This is going to be vitriol for the podcast. I'll tell you that much, bud. Fucking asshole. Probably going in there and fucking buy lottery tickets. Dickhead. Fuck people, man. Assholes. No, I don't know. Yeah, I know that they make stuff for like your brain waves, but I've seen people on it and they're like fucking zombies, dude. You know? It's like nothing in there. I don't know. Then I have to go. I don't want to go back to that shrink. I think I stole money and they fucking sucked. I went three times and it was worthless. I got to go to like a neurologist to like study my brain waves. I'll tell you, okay, the one time when I had like a real bad panic attack and I thought something was wrong with my heart, I went to the ER and you guys heard the story, but I go to the ER and they gave me something. He's like, I'm going to give you this. It's going to calm you down. I haven't felt that good in fucking the first time I got a BJ. It was fucking unbelievable. I wasn't fucking wasted. I did not want a drink. I didn't want a cigarette. I was lucid and I just felt happy and ready to take on the day. And God damn it if I wish I knew what this shit was. You know? And I asked the doctor, I'm like, can you give me a prescription for that? He goes, well, I can't with this. You'd have to go see a neurologist, but I can give you a prescription for Xanax. So that's where the Xanax came from that Zuki and I use when we fly. I haven't taken one in a little while. But that shit, God damn, I wish I knew what that was. But see, that's like that prescription drugs, how they get you hooked on it, man, because it just made me feel happy. It wasn't like Lexapro. It was like a hardcore kind of thing. So maybe it wouldn't be good for me because I already have an addictive personality. Then they'll just get me onto something else, and I'll mix it, and it'll just be fucked. But, I mean, it's just a thought, okay? I'll just say that. So, on this marvelous walk to and from the store today, or the store today, you know, it's just another morning where, like, Luke talks about this ad nauseum. I fucking blow my nose 40 times a day. I probably go through, like, a roll of toilet paper every couple days just blowing my nose. And, like, I buy those little things like your grandmother would have in her purse, those Kleenex things, and I keep them in my book bag. Is it book bag or backpack or knapsack? I know that all three of them work. I always call it a book bag. And people are like, do you got any books in there? Okay, so then it's a backpack. Fine, but what the fuck? All those words work, you know? Bitch. Every morning, yeah, I blow my nose. No, let's say I blow my nose 40 times in a day. A day. 39 of them are before 11 a.m. It's like nonstop, nonstop, nonstop. And then the rest of the day, like, it's my nose just marvelously is, like, clear. Odd. And then I get this cough, and this is in the morning. Sometimes I get the gags. I'm really awesome, dude. I'm really happy that this time of year is around. I'm really kicking ass. This new thing has been happening in the past month. I don't know what it is. But like the minute I get outside, my eyes tear up. Okay? I don't know if it's because we've had the heat on and it's so dry in the apartment. When I get outside, like my eyes just start to tear up. But they tear up where, it doesn't look like I'm crying. Like my face doesn't look like I'm crying. But like there's like tear droplets coming down. I gotta like rub my eyes. Then when I rub them, now they get red and then people really think I'm crying. Two times now, okay, I've just been like walking. And I'm like wiping my eyes and someone's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. You know, like, you know, like when you cry, like you can't hide that cry face. You know, like if anybody ever like broke up with your girlfriend in high school and like you go to like the men's room and you gotta splash water on your face like you weren't crying, but everyone can kind of tell. Even though the tears are gone, you got that cry face. You know, I don't have cry face, but I got the tears. Fucking weird, dude. Hate it. I hate it because I feel like an asshole. I feel like people are always like looking at me. You know, I'm already wearing the fucking dude's outfit. I got, you know, track pants on and flip flops and a goddamn sweatshirt. So I don't know. Man, that drunk homeless guy, man, he must be really upset about something. Yeah, I'm upset about a lot of things. Motherfuck. Sorry. I don't know why that's happening. It happened before when I got really bad, like, allergies. And it would just be one eye. It would just be my right eye would just tear up. It's so fucking weird. Listen. I'd go to an ENT, you know, like an ears, nose, throat kind of doctor. I don't like shit in any of those orifices, you know? I don't like shit in my mouth. Like, I have a really shitty gag reflex. Like, when I go to the dentist and they put the... hang on. This is making me gag right now thinking about it. See? They put the fucking x-ray, you know, like on the back, like by where your molars would be. And they take it. I'm like, you got to make it quick, man. Because, like, I'm going to fucking... And then one time they're taking away, I'm like... And they're like, okay. And they like hurry up and like pull it. And like every time since I'm like fucking moving around, they got to redo it. I'm like, oh, I start getting like the sweats. This is like Luke's haircut anxiety. I have like that. I guess my nose, nobody really ever goes up my nose. But like my ears too, like that kind of bothers me out. Like, because one time when I like, I worked at the recreation department and every day I'd just listen to headphones and they kind of like went in your ear and it started giving me like, fucking earwax. I don't know. I mean, I always had like my whole life, all the doctors would be like, hey, you have really clean ears. You know, when they put that stupid little pointy thing in there, then all of a sudden I started getting like earwax bad. I don't know what it's from, but I, in my mind, I was thinking it was having headphones in there all day. I don't know. And, I guess it got real bad, but I used the Q-tips and I'd be in the bathroom and like, you know, doing my ear and be like, oh, but I guess he told me, like, if you use a Q-tip, it, like, pushes the wax in. You ever have your wax pushed in? Big time, Holmes! So he gave me the shit to put in there. It's like Debrix. I think Luke had used it before. But I think he uses it for, like, swimmer's ear. Put it in there. You got to put a fucking cotton ball. You let it sit for, like, half an hour. You take the thing out. And then when you take a shower, the shit's supposed to come out. Well, this is fucking embarrassing. And we go to... this is, like... 3 days into doing this, I'm at an express with Jackie, and we see Sue Basu, who I haven't seen in a while. I always thought she was hot. She got weird in college, like she didn't shave her armpits, and she wouldn't use deodorant. Like she went to like Berkeley, and I think she like works for NASA or something now, NASA. And she fucking Cedric, you're moving around, buddy. What's going on? Go to sleep. The Merry Christmas, bud. Hey, buddy. All right. We're standing there and I'm like trying to buy a shirt and we start bullshitting with her. I look over and a fucking gob, gumball size of like earwax just sitting on my shoulder. I'm like, oh, I just like flicked it. I'm like, holy fuck, I hope nobody saw that. Oh, that was fucking disgusting. So like the next day I had to go to the doctor. Now, mind you, okay, is this regular? to go to, I don't know where I went down this whole path, but is it regular to go to a pediatrician until you're 21? I don't think so. But my parents had me go to a pediatrician until I was like 21. And at this time I was like 20. So I went to like the same doctor that I went to when I was like fucking 10. You know, don't you think you go to like an adult doctor when you hit like 18, 19? Fucking, I don't know. So he looks, he's like, okay. And he takes this like fucking scalpel thing, sticks it in my ear and pulls the grossest shit I've ever seen out of my ear. And I, it hurts so bad. I don't know if he like touched the eardrum or something, but it fucking, I was like, okay, I never want that to happen again. So like I religiously put like hydrogen peroxide in my ears and I try not to use Q-tips, just like wipe them out. I'm like, I never want to go through that again. And here's the most fucked up thing. I get in the car and I'm like, oh my fuck, is this music loud? Because the shit was backing up my fucking, what I can hear. So like, I had to turn down the radio. I'm like, oh, Jesus. And like my ears were like ringing. I'm like, this fucking sucks. I never want to go through that again. So that's, again, why I don't want to go to an ear, nose, and throat. The fucking throat thing bothers me. It does. There's a couple things that, like, I told you guys, I know it's Christmas, but this is a miserable one. I'm sorry. Okay. If you guys got to think about these things, I apologize. But if I got to think about them because I'm sober, so do you. Anything to do with my asshole or my, like, penis. Like, I never want to get, like, a catheter. I know nobody wants to get one, but, like, I'm afraid of it. All right? I think, but I'm now this is going to sound stupid. I'm more afraid of, like, a tube down my throat, you know? Like, if I got in an accident and they had to give me, like, a feeding tube or something, because I just feel like I'd gag the whole time. I just, you know? But I'm just thinking about it, and I'm gagging. I'm not even fucking around. I'm thinking about it, and, like, I want to fucking... I get, like, the dry heaves. It's... Oh, God. Oh. I'd rather have an enema or a colonic than any of that. Oh, they'd have to, like, put you out. I don't know how people... Like, people are big pussies, and they go, like, to the dentist, like myself, but they go to the dentist, they get, like, knocked out. That's, like, a big thing out here. Like, you fall asleep, dentistry, and you're just, like, knocked out, and they do your cleaning. Which, I mean, if it was reasonably priced, I probably would do it too, because then I don't got to worry about the gags. But, yeah, I don't know. They'd have to. I always had a problem with my teeth, okay? Not the old guy that was our producer. I always have a problem with him. But I've always had a problem with my actual teeth. And by the way, I haven't. I don't know, like, the dentist, my first dentist told me that, I have, like, this ridiculous level of enamel. This sounds like a Tony Leon thing, but I'm being honest. So that by the time I have a pain or, like, an discomfort in my mouth, it's, like, already a cavity. You know, most people, like, they can get it quicker. But, like, I had to get cavities. And I brush my teeth and shit. Like, I do. I brush my teeth, Listerine, floss. I had to get... I don't know the last time I've been to a dentist where I didn't get it. The last time I went to the dentist, I didn't have any cavities. The problem is, the first dude I was going to was so old school. He was like the fucking marathon man. He used all the old silver fillings, and he did a shitty job. So every time I go to a new dentist, they got to take it out and replace it, okay? Which is a real bitch. And I got to sit there and worry about this stuff. And I got my wisdom teeth out when I was like in eighth grade. Like, they really came in early. And I remember, like, okay, you know, you're gonna go under. And I didn't go under. I didn't feel any pain. They stick this motherfucking needle so far up the roof of your mouth. Holy shit. I didn't feel any fucking pain. But I'm awake the whole time. Blood squirting out and shit. Like, I'm just trying to close my eyes, but I'm like, this is fucking frightening. You know? And later on, I've had three dentists in my life. So my second dentist was a buddy's friend that I worked for. And his name was Brennan K. Brennan, DDS. No joke. His last name is Brennan. His parents named him Brennan. And he was my dentist. That's Buffalo for you. And he'd shoot me up with the shit, and he'd start working on me. I'm like, He's like, oh, man. He's like, you drink today? I'm like, not yet. I'm going to after this. He's like, you get high? I'm like, no, yesterday. All right. He goes, I'm going to hit you up one more time, and then I want you to do me a favor. I'm like, okay. So he hits me up with the Novocaine. Now, this is totally against, I assume, doctor's practices or, you know, what they're supposed to use. I want you to walk around the block. I said, all right. So I walk. It's like anybody who lives in Buffalo, it's right by Zorba's. Walk around that block, and about... three quarters of the way through, I'm like, oh, I can't feel a motherfucking thing in my mouth. And he told me, it's like, for some reason, it just takes so much longer for the Novocaine to go through my bloodstream. I got weird shit going on, man. I'm probably, you know, self-produced, but fuck, I even get on that. Oh, I got on that tangent because of bugs and me crying every day. Great. I cried the other day. Oh, boy. I sure did. Let's just say that. I cried the other day. Mr. B might have had a couple too many cold pops in a conversation with a significant other and had some tears. I was being, I guess, a penis to somebody. So we'll leave it at that, okay? Because I don't want to embarrass myself any more than I have to. Hang on, this fucking cord. So this is the thing. This cord is perfect because it's super long. And the headphone cord is long as well, but it's not enough for me. They're not the same distance. So like I have like a zone. I got a 6-foot walking zone. You need to know that, everybody. Again, I think it's because of, I'll get back, you know how, I talk about this in every episode, but whatever. This time it'll be somewhat cyclical. My poor sleep is because of the fucking the sun. That's why I'm getting these blackout curtains. Fine. Game over. I shouldn't have a problem then. But so because I get such poor sleep, I noticed that like, I was always kind of like a light sleeper my whole life. You know, like I'd wake up to like a noise. And now I just fucking, if I'm tired, I like lay down and I'm fucking out. I mean, like, you could punch me in the fucking face. Don't do it, Luke. But like, you could fuck me. All right. Like I'm that like deep into sleep, you know? And then 2 hours later, I'm up and I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like totally fresh. Like I had 9 hours of sleep. I pass out so fucking hard. And so the bad thing about this is that sometimes I do that, like if I'm up at like 7, 8 o'clock and I don't got to work until say 4. Well, okay, I'll like lay down on the couch at like 1 and I'll wake up at 3 and I'll be like, oh shit. Like I got to like rush around, you know, because I set an alarm. It's still going. I can hear both my alarm in my bedroom and on my phone. They're both going off probably for half an hour and I just slept through them. I've never been that deep of a sleeper. I heard Joey Diaz talking about it. I wonder if it's sleep apnea, but I don't think so because that's like where you can't breathe and shit. But I mean, that has something to do with like the bugs. Veronica always bitches that I don't sleep when she's over. You know, I'll sleep for like 6 hours or I'll toss and turn the whole time. And I do. But the past couple times, like when I went down to her house, it was like 9 o'clock. And like, we just lay down, she's watched TV and I crashed. I totally crashed. And I just like wake up at like 11. She's like, I've never seen you sleep that hard. I'm like, I'm telling you, because the week before I fell asleep when she was on her way over and I didn't hear all the shit, you know? So come Saturday again, a shitty night of sleep. And Zook's got to bounce at 4 to go do the Corolla thing. So I stayed till 5. And it's fucking raining out. And I'm like, fuck. You know? I'm like, all right, I got a sweatshirt. I'll just wear it. I got a sweatshirt and a hat. I should be okay. I don't have an umbrella, you know? Scott, give me that extra umbrella, motherfucker. Sorry, bud. Have a Merry Christmas. So I'll stop at ringside, of course. Why wouldn't I? It's just raining. I'm getting tired. Now I'm like, hey, do you want to go see Star Wars? We can get tickets. She's like, oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm getting tired. Can we go at like 8 o'clock? She's like, yeah, I can be there like around with her. If she says 7, it means 7:45 every time. So I get home and I'm all fucking wet and shit. I got to take all my stuff off, take a shower. All right. It's like 6:40. I'm like, okay. Put away clothes. I'm like cleaning up. I'm trying to do shit to stay active so I don't fall asleep because I know what the possibility is of this happening. Okay. All right. She texts me like 7:15 on my way and she goes, take a nap. She says, take a nap. And I'm like, nah, it's a bad idea. I sit down. I wake up at 9:45 to fucking 15 nasty messages. Fuck you. Never talk to me again. I'm like, oh, man. Not only was I bummed about that, but I didn't get to see Star Wars and I wanted to talk about it. So that's about, you know, $26 on the fucking Star Wars tickets. It was like the fucking last of my money too for the week. I only got $3 for the rest of the week, guys. But then she comes to the holiday party and is like, oh, fine. Okay. Earlier in the week, Erica came over. I did the exact same thing. This is becoming a pattern. Okay. So like either if I'm tired, just go to sleep. But like, again, this is like my over sexualized mind right now is like, I got to have someone to come over like the fuck. All right. Just go to sleep, fucking idiot. You know, if I obviously know I'm that tired, but like I try to like keep myself up just so I can like see somebody. God damn it, I got issues, man. Merry Christmas, dudes. So she comes over, exact same thing. I fall asleep, right? Guess who gets in? She gets in. Okay? Because she waited for someone to open the gate and then came in. I told you, there's 22 apartments here. Just wait for someone to open the gate. You know the fucking door's open. God damn it. Whatevs. So the holiday party. What do we do? I went with George. He had to get a gift for Secret Santa. Now, I got Marty, the accountant, as Secret Santa. And I got her Starbucks. I had like a picture frame with her picture in it. And I just wrote from Dan and Brandon. Because Dan wouldn't do Secret Santa, so I just included him in it. George had a... George had Mia. The one that Luke mistakenly asked out on a date. So we're running all... We're running this... Now, George is starting to get kind of lit. All right? He's not on the clock, mind you. So I'm not... You know, he's starting to get lit. And we had two desk workers. And, you know, I'm helping out. But then I'm also hanging out at the party. I know Veronica's coming. So I'm like, okay, I'll help out now. And then I'm done. I guess you're done for the day. And I do Anda and then snort. That's like one of Luke's tics as well. So I'm not going to stop it. So it doesn't matter. I can't even get angry at myself. We're handing out prizes. Now, here's the thing. Pigface was involved, was set up the whole goddamn holiday party. All the shit that was going to happen. She's not there. Okay? She's gone. She's in another state. So there's no agenda. There's no nothing. The fucking thing is from noon to 1 a.m. Okay? A 13-hour party. Which I just think it's stupid, but okay. Because some people want to come before work. Some want to come after. I'm like, noon to 1? What the fuck? You know? How am I supposed to hand out raffle tickets and expect the people to stay until fucking 1 a.m. when they got there at 2:30? Stupid. It's a stupid idea. So around 5:30, 6 o'clock, I start handing out gifts. Now, we got like fucking 20 gift cards, like cotton candy makers. Like, there's shit. We got a lot of shit to give out. Baskets of stuff, you know, that like either I got from League Bowlers and I just am like re-gifting them. Or Scott gets a lot of like comp gift cards. Jerry's gave us like a couple gift cards. So this is what they tell me to do. Make sure, okay, each PINS employee gets a blue ticket and a red ticket. Now, if there's a kid with them, they get a blue ticket, but Jerry's people only get a red ticket and only the Jerry's people get it. And make sure they write their name on it. All right. And you can only give Jerry's $100 worth of stuff because they only gave us $100 worth of stuff. I'm like, motherfucker, what don't you get? Like, I have one of those moments. I'm like, this is the most complicated fucking thing. It just, I'm like, okay, fine. So George is actually, he's around at the party, but he's helped me out. But he is getting tossed. All right, I should have just told him, like, fuck off, go sit upstairs or something. I said, get a fucking water in you and calm down. So I start handing out gifts. Now, I want to get this shit over with. I know we got Secret Santa at 8:30, okay? All the people who are going to be there are probably there or have been there. So let's just roll through these gifts. Now, we start rolling through them pretty quick. For example, he ain't down there. But he comes down, he's like visibly pissed that we're giving out so many gifts. I'm like, dude, we got 45 of them to give out. Like, we got to roll through these. Oh, he walks away. So I take three gift cards. They're like iTunes cards, which I can't use. I put them in my pocket because I'm like, it seemed like people were just having a free-for-all with them. I guess that's why he was kind of pissed. Like, nobody was really watching them. You know, people was coming up and like taking something. So I put three in my back pocket. I'm like, I'll wait for this for like 9:30 and we'll give these out in case anybody shows up late. Because all our workers always show up late. And they probably would like an iTunes card. So we get, we do this Secret Santa. And this kid, Josiah, got me a really nice gift. He got me like a cool Seahawks hat. It's like the trendy thing with the fucking... The one you hated as a kid that you'd rip off because it had that little ball on top and now everybody wants it because it's goofy. He got me that. And he got me a Russell Wilson. like mock jersey t-shirt kind of thing. It's cool. It's like lightweight. I like it. George gets a bottle of Jameson from Little Cheese, which I'm like, Little Cheese is 17. We shouldn't be giving somebody booze, but I'm at the same time, I'm like, okay. I go back upstairs and I eat now with Veronica. And now I'm done. Like, I'm done. I did my shit. And now I'm putting back some drinks. And I hadn't had anything to eat. So I'm like, oof. And I'm like, I did karaoke. George and I did Regulators. Just because it's like the easiest one to do. I think someone fucking videotaped. That's a problem. Don't video me. I probably look like an asshole. The black lady the next day is like, hey, Brandon, you're good at karaoke. I'm like, oh, thanks. I'm like, I feel like an ass. Ugh. So I bounce because I seriously wasn't paying any attention to Veronica and I felt bad. Okay, not that she said it, but I wasn't. I got to go run Secret Santa. I'm running back and forth, you know. So I'm like, let's just leave so I can actually, like, we'll just hang, you know, we can go somewhere else or we just end up coming to the house. That's it. So next day, Dan's like, what the hell happened last night? I'm like, what? He's like, Scott's like pissed. Like, heads are going to roll. I'm like, oh, man. Ugh. So coming to the meeting. I reach in my jacket pocket, put my jacket on in the morning to go to work, and I got the gift cards. I'm like, oh, shit. So when I walk in, I'm like, Scott, here, I had these in my pocket. He gives me like a weird look. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, this isn't going to be a good meeting. He comes in, he brings in like a 3/4 empty bottle of Jameson and just like sets it on the desk. And I'm like, fuck, what did he do? And he's like, well, we know who this is, right? George is like, yeah, it's mine. He's like, do you know we could have lost our liquor license? Because he found it in the spare, one of the rooms. You know, it obviously wasn't bought through Jerry's. So it was outside alcohol. Then he drove home. So now the rule is, and the rule is always, you know, don't drink at work. But George was off the clock. But now because of this, like, we're not allowed on our day off to go into Jerry's and get a drink. Which, per Luke, he says, like, the legality of that is kind of fucked. Like, how can you really tell someone that? I understand, like, the overall idea of it and why it's a good idea. But, like, I mean, well, technically Luke came in last night, the day after the meeting, and he was drinking, and he's an employee. So let's hope Scott didn't see that on the camera. But I don't think you can really, I mean, if I'm in there and I'm shit-faced, you know, that's a lot of times. But whatever, it does make sense. I mean, at least for me, I ain't doing it. Because I don't know if it's my job or some stupid shit, you know. It just doesn't make any sense. But, and yeah, George felt bad. So then he asked me about the cards. I'm like, I explained to him what happened. He's like, I just don't think it went well. And I go, well, you get 3 different tickets and 4 different kinds of ways to give them out. And I can only give Jerry's this amount. But what if I pull their ticket? Do I just throw it out? You know, I don't. It was more complicated than Strike Pot. Okay, that's the done. Okay, I'm done bitching. Let's get to good stuff. Okay, let's do some Christmas fun stuff here. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry brought everybody down, but you know, isn't it? It's okay. I think I'm gonna have a good couple days. You know, today on Christmas Eve, I'm gonna open some gifts right now. I'm narrating my life as I walk around. No, so my parents they sent on a box.
It's in the box,
and I started opening up the shit, like a calendar they always send me. And all this Under Armour stuff. This Under Armour sweatshirt I really like. Like fucking 6 pairs of underwear, 12 pairs of socks. That's the shit I like. Because I don't want to go buy it. You know, I go to buy it and it's like $90. And it's like, for fucking underwear, dude. So I'd rather them just buy it so I don't have to. And I have like a stock of it in my closet. You know, like I'm saving up for like the apocalypse of underwear. And they like, I wait, like, when I get a pair that's, like, fucked, like, ripped or something, I throw them out and then open up a new one. It's, like, a whole process that I have. So, you know, I'm not even using them. I use a sweatshirt. Fuck it. Some Seahawks slippers, which are pretty nice. I feel like I'm back in 5th grade. Like, for, like, 2 years, I was a huge Charlotte. No, not for 2 years. For a bunch of years, I was a Charlotte Hornets fan. So, like, every birthday, every Christmas, all I got was Charlotte Hornets stuff. This goes back to Luke saying, like, all of his cousins were into sports. And all they got was, like, sports stuff. That's all I got was Charlotte Hornet stuff, you know? So now it seems like all Seahawks stuff that I'm getting. And I did. I got this advent calendar. This is a while back. I'm going to take a picture of it. I'll show you. Because everyone will think what a fucking mo I am for having this. You know, most advent calendars, they have like a chocolate behind it. Or like you light a candle or some shit. This is just like a sticker one. And you take off the sticker for the day and you put it on the Christmas tree. Okay? It's adorable. All right? So just picture me every morning I wake up, I actually do this. A 34-year-old man. Am I 34? A 34-year-old man. Just, you know, moving stickers over. So see, I'm not all that bad on the holidays. So, okay. All right. And then they sent me some stuff for Cedric because it's also his birthday. So he has some treats. But I decided to save a couple just because to open on the show because that's always fun. Let me see what this is. Hang on. This looks nice. Looks like a mug. Okay, this is the 30-ounce Yeti Rambler. Keep your drinks as cold as science allows. Huh. You know, it's like a tumbler kind of thing, which I don't have. So this is a good present. I needed something. The Yeti. That's this guy who comes into pins. He looks like a fucking Yeti. That's what Luke calls him. It's to keep your drinks cold? Oh, okay, I see why they got it for me. Tailgating, Oktoberfest, yeah. Okay, this is the fucked up thing about it. I mean, this looks like it's an expensive thing, but the lid is just open. There's no, it doesn't, like, there's a little hole, and you can't, like, close it. All right, I'll fuck with that later. Put that next to my advent calendar. This is, okay, I already know what this is, I bet. I bet it's a fucking ornament. Every year they send me an ornament, and I don't do a Christmas tree. Stop wasting the money. I mean, it's a nice thought, but like, I got a fucking box full of ornaments. It's sitting in the closet all year long. Then you got a guy like Scott. He's gone for 3 weeks, and they have a Christmas tree up for 2 months. Sorry. Come on, motherfucker. Sorry. Oh, see, family snowman ornaments, it says on the side of the box. And it'll be some cutesy thing. I'm going to feel bad that I said anything about it. No, I'm not opening it. Fuck it. I'm leaving it right there because what if it's something like, it already looks like, it looks like some kind of recordable thing. I don't want to get this styrofoam all over the place. Hang on. Fuck. All right. What's this? There's something moving around in here. Hope it's a matchbox car. Hope it's a dildo. Oh, this is nice. Fuck yeah, I could use one of these. Hey, look at this. Why the fuck is there two? No shit. A toothbrush, you know, like a battery-operated toothbrush. I know Zook uses one of these. It's two. Why would it come with two? All right, well, Zook, maybe you'll get one of these. Cool, that's actually something I could use. For a healthy smile, removes plaque. Good gift. See, my parents know me very well. They don't just give me, besides the ornaments, they don't just buy shit. They buy shit I can use. That's what's important. All right? I hate buying people like, and I've done it. Believe me, I've done it. I've bought people like iPads, you know, like they really need it. But no, they use it. You know, you buy someone something stupid. I don't know. I don't know what to say is like something stupid, but I guess these slippers. I mean, I like the Seahawks, but like, I'm not a kind of like a slipper guy. I try to wear them now because they got them for me. I always fall into that trap. So my last point, and this is a teeth kind of thing, is I want you guys to think about it as well. Send me an email. Let me know. What was the best or the worst Christmas you had that you made the best of it? All right. I was laughing out the other day because it's a teeth question, but I have an actual answer for it. And it sounds terrible, but it was last year. Absolutely, it was last year. I have no family out here. I have a lot of good friends, But they, it was the first year everybody went back home somewhere. You know, all the Iowa dudes, Tree, Bass, Scott, they normally go home, but they all went back for like weeks. And then this year, Luke actually went back to Buffalo. Like normally on Christmas, like we'd hang out. The year before, or the 2 years before, you know, I'd hang out with Shauna and her family and we'd have a dinner. And now, so this Christmas, I got a fucking awful voice. That's why I got a rap, dog. I can't like sing, you know? I mean, I got broken up with like 3 days before. We got dumped, which was awesome because I already had bought him like a nice present. I didn't have to work. You know, at least that would have given me something to do. All my work buddies, all the boys, were all with their families. So, I mean, I got fucking nothing to do. And mind you, I'm sober at this time. I'm sober like 2 months at this time. So I'm not drinking. And luckily I wasn't, because I would have got fucking shithoused. I'm just feeling bad about myself, you know? And like, so that morning I went over to Mike's, mom's house with him. I didn't go by myself. And she made breakfast and she gave me like a nice couple gifts, you know, made me feel a lot better. And, I came home and I watched, Emmett Otter by myself, which is like my favorite Christmas movie because my mom and I always watched it. And I said, you know, fuck this. And I took my blankets and shit and I went on the couch in the living room. And I'm like, I'm celebrating fucking Christmas with Cedric. And I had him out and I was playing with him. And we're watching TV. You know, I had Christmas lights on. And I fell asleep. But that was a bad one. But at the same time, you know what? You realized, okay, this is something I kind of heard again from Joy Diaz, so I'm incorporating it. You realize how important the other Christmases you had or are going to have are. You know, that like when you're alone, you don't have any gifts. You don't have any, you know, you're not hanging out at a party. You're just kind of like sitting there on Christmas. You realize like, oh, like Brandon shithead face on Christmas. Oh, okay, this is a cool gift. You know, when I was a kid, I realized how good those actually were, you know, or the times you spent with family, you know, or friends, you know, whether it be. And so, you know, I could see, guys, I turned it around. I made it into a positive. So everybody have a great Christmas. I will be at the Lakers game. Go Clippers. And I've been to a Clippers game, never a Lakers game, but they're playing each other, so the fuck's the difference. And I don't know. I hope everybody has a great Christmas, and we will talk to you soon. Peace.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring.
Ting-a-ling,
soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Of street lights, even stoplights blink a bright red and green.
as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crush, see the kids rush. This is Santa's big day, and above all this bustle you hear silver bells,
the corner Santa Claus,
silver bells,
is busy now because it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
it fills the winter air,
hear them ring.
You hear it everywhere.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks,
silver bells,
busy sidewalks, dressed
silver
in holiday
bells,
styles. In the
it's
air,
it's Christmas,
there's a feeling
time
of
in the
Christmas.
City.
Children
Ring-a-ling,
laughing, people passing.
Maybe
smile
ring
after smile. Very soon
it will.